Plato, Lysis or Friendship, narrated by Peter Coates. Persons of the dialogue: Socrates, who is the narrator, Menexenus, Hippothales, Lysis, Thesippus. Scene: a newly erected palaestra outside the walls of Athens. I was going from the academy straight to the Lyceum, intending to take the outer road, which is close under the wall. When I came to the postern gate of the city, which is by the fountain of Panops, I fell in with Hippothales, the son of Hieronymus, and Thesippus the Paeanian, and a company of young men who were standing with them. Hippothales, seeing me approach, asked whence I came and whither I was going. "I am going," I replied, "from the academy straight to the Lyceum." "Then come straight with us," he said, "and put in here, you may as well." "Who are you?" I said, "and where am I to come?" He showed me an enclosed space and an open door over against the wall. "And there," he said, "is the building at which we all meet, and a goodly company we are." "And what is this building?" I asked, "and what sort of entertainment have you?" "The building," he replied, "is a newly erected palaestra, and the entertainment is generally conversation, to which you are welcome." "Thank you," I said. "And is there any teacher there?" "Yes," he said, "your old friend and admirer, Miccus." "Indeed," I said, "he is a very eminent professor." "Are you disposed," he said, "to go with me and see them?" "Yes," I said, "but I should like to know first what is expected of me, and who is the favourite among you." "Some persons have one favourite, Socrates, and some another," he said. "And who is yours?" I asked. "Tell me that, Hippothales." At this he blushed, and I said to him, "Oh, Hippothales, thou son of Hieronymus, do not say that you are, or that you are not, in love. The confession is too late, for I see that you are not only in love, but are already far gone in your love. Simple and foolish as I am, the gods have given me the power of understanding affections of this kind." Whereupon he blushed more and more. Thesippus said, "I like to see you blushing, Hippothales, and hesitating to tell Socrates the name, when, if he were with you but for a very short time, you would have plagued him to death by talking about nothing else. Indeed, Socrates, he has literally deafened us, and stopped our ears with the praises of Lysis, and if he is a little intoxicated, there is every likelihood that we may have our sleep murdered with a cry of Lysis. His performances in prose are bad enough, but nothing at all in comparison with his verse, and when he drenches us with his poems and other compositions, it is really too bad, and worse still is his manner of singing them to his love. He has a voice which is truly appalling."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?